There you are.
Pauline. Get on the phone. Your secretary is going up, going to be announced today at 11 o'clock, and you can call him and tell him, and tell him he's a mighty good man, but he's got a better wife.
Thank you very, very much.
And we just hope everything works out all right, and you tell him to work mighty hard, and you help him every way you can, and never do anything that he's not thorough and sure of, and the only thing he's ever supposed to do is just what is right and honest and good and will look good 20 years from now. And be sure he's fair to everybody. Don't be a coward against any group, whether it's the minority or the majority. Just do what the good Lord tells him is right. That's the only instruction and request I got of you and him. And you worked for me a long, long time. And I just think if he's good enough to live with you, he's a pretty good man. And I don't even think I'd recognize him if I saw him. I'm just going on you.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Then you, when it's announced, you call your senators and tell them that the president appointed him, and you think that they appointed him because of Senator Douglas or because of Senator Mansfield. Everyone that did, just tell their secretaries, if they haven't got time to talk to you, to please tell them that you love them and you'll never forget him. Everyone that do it, and we want to get Jackson to have a hearing right away and confirm quick before some importers or somebody comes in raising hell.
Yes, well, he called yesterday and said that, you know, for me to determine when I thought the hearing should be. I think, as you say, Monday here.
Just do it as soon as you can. Thank you, darling.
But thank you very much,
bye.
Mr. President.
I love you a lot.
I love you.
Tell Scott Lucas, because he's proud of you, too.
I know it.
And he's overlooked. We don't have enough time for these ex-senators. We'll spend more time on. Thank you, darling.
Fine.